Rabbi Say, Shalom Aleichem, Ben Chodesh, from here, Yerushalayim, Yer HaKodesh, Baruch Hashem, always filled with tremendous HaKoros HaTorah to the Ribono Shalom, that we have this gewaltige opportunity to be together through the auspices of modern technology, that we can sit together and slice away thousands of miles. Baruch Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us this zechus. We must not overlook these things, even though, we use it all the time. Sometimes, several times in 1 hour, a person can be, connected by phone, Terence Israel. So they were just doing another phone call to Israel, but the whole matara of our chabura about is that we should try to be cognizant of these things and realize that even though we use it all the time for all kinds of things, but we want to open up our eyes and be aware and be cognizant of the chesed and the matana that the blessing gives us every time that we can do this. What kind of half a pelvic thing that we're sitting together and we're talking. We have mamish communication, like Ishel, Oznidru, Ishel, Ochiv, one to the other, mamish, despite we're thousands of miles away. Rosh Baruch Hu should give us a Zayt of Ishmael, that we should be able to, use this opportunity to have a Bikoyan Shlema, to have an Aliyah, in Ruchnius, and it should be Mitov Simcha Sachaim and Mitim. So Rabbi Say, last week we tried to crystallize the event that we just passed through and try to utilize the auspices of our Vad to do something so special, Rabbi Say. The Yontif is so expensive. I don't even mean financially, which probably it is also, but time-wise, the preparation and all the work that we put into it before, during, and after, and all the hishtavlis that we make, and we have sometimes a few moments, sometimes a few seconds of insight, of inspiration that hits the spot, that tunes in, to the essence of what it is, the Emunah and the Bitachon, the realization of the Malchus Hashem. So it's such a chaval, for that insight and the chizik, inspiration that we have, that I wouldn't say go to waste, because B'shas Maisa, it's there, and we have it. But it's chaval that we don't try to preserve it. And that's what we worked on last week, Rabbi Say. It wouldn't be an ava to continue, Rabbi Say, to connect with the Yontif and see if you can squeeze out some more chizik and some more inspiration and insight from thinking over the Yontif, Rabbi Say. Also, to be mamshich, I wanted to suggest that we should be mamshich the connecting with Yetzias Mitzrayim. But this is the chizuk of the year. We just went through this. Intensive chizik program of the Yetzias Mitzrayim. So it's chaval also, Rabbi Say, we should try to hold on, Rabbi Say, the whole year We have to, just something that we do the whole year, that we try to connect with Yetzias Mitzrayim. But like especially now that we just finished this week, this intensive program for a week of refreshing and polishing and shining up our Yachas, Yetzias Mitzrayim. So it makes a lot of sense that right after this intensive program, refreshing the Yetzias Mitzrayim, that we should go out of the way to make sure to be mamshich by say the Makis and the Kriyas Yamsev, and we say the when we say the twice a day the Kriyas Yetzias Mitzrayim, to make sure that we focus on the Makis and we say Oz Yoshir with special kavana. Stamazay, it's an interesting shadow by saying that has been the question has been troubling me in recent times very much, that we know that the Makis and the Kriyas Yamsev is the high point of the Seder night. I mean, that's the whole tachlis, that's the whole matar from everything. And it's interesting that, in the Seder itself, how the Makis is played down. It's a play, and that mimer, Dova Acher, Dova Yachazaka, Zvanituya, that mimer. So, one of them is, I don't have a gun in front of me, Zuha Cherev, the Zedever, and another pshat is that Yachazaka is Shtayim, Zvanituya is Shtayim. You have ten makis, that is brought in so, in such a unimportant, insignificant way. You don't even have, it's not even mentioned openly, and it's like a remez of a remez, and it's a second pshat. Another pshat is that we get 10, which is also a shvir drasha. It doesn't sound so consistent. One of them is two words, drawing it to you. It's one thing, but it's two words, so you say ashtayim. So the whole drasha is difficult. But so when you come out from the drasha, it's 10. Number 10. Oh, 10. Oh. What could be 10? 10 makis, like the whole drasha, the makis is treated so, significantly, and it's the most chashuva thing in the whole Seder, because that's the whole yitzhiyah was based on the Esa Makis. So I'm sure the Chazal have some sibah for this. It's so when we think about it, it's this type of shayla that probably 99% of the people, people don't think about. That's the Makis that got in there. But Hashem, because we work on these things and we think about them, so it has much more significance. And I think the pella is really Bez Hashem, which should be Zech Hashem, Hashem Yoyer Einenu. There's no question that there's some reason for this Sibra for us. And if we realize that it's Shver, it's difficult, so Bez Hashem, someday we'll be Zech to get the answer. Okay, Rabbi Zai. Anyway, what we want to say about going on about Nachze, the Yonenu, that the sphere itself, the sphere itself, sometimes it's a little bit confusing because you have, you know, the Omer, the counting of the Omer, which is, you know, the union with the, you know, with the wheat and the this Orem and the cutting, you know, cutting of the wheat, the whole ceremony, you know, that's when you think about the Sfiras Omer, the Inyanim that are going on in the Sfiras Omer, it's like it reminds a little bit of a bilbo, because here you have, you know, the cutting of the wheat and the name Omer, Sfiras Omer, we call these days the Omer, you know, that goes on the, you know, on the Inyan, the carbon, you know, with the wheat and the cutting of it. The whole color of shame is, you know, is on that Omer that you know that's brought. So that's one aspect of the Swiss Omer. And then the second one is that it's a anticipation for Matan Torah, another day closer to Matan Torah. It's a build-up, and it's a chashivas of Matan Torah, you know, a build-up, another day closer to Matan Torah, which has nothing to do with the wheat, really. It's Inyan from the Atzmai. And then the third thing of this verse, Aymer, is Inyan of Tikkun Hamidus, Tikkun Hara, Vyatara Mikabecha, that, you know, in Mitzrayim, the Memta Shari Tuma and the Sfiras Omer should be looked at. It was a means of every day getting rid of working on a different aspect of negative aspects of the, you know, that crawled into to the Yishit Neshama, and we want to purify ourselves. And we have the Yitzias Mitzrayim, but the Zuama of the of Mitzrayim is still there, and the Sfiras Omer is a time of purification of negative things. That's the third thing. And it's not related to the wheat or to Achanah for Matan Torah. Of course, they could all be related, but each thing is really in the Atzmai. And then you have a fourth thing, which is no shaychus for the other three, the Yemei Avelis, for the Talmidei Rebbe Kiva, which is also Mamish Ashegen, no shaychus whatsoever, just by Shkacha Pratis. It has to come out during the Sfira. This is probably the thing that is the most outstanding in our minds because of this Nagit Halacha, of that shaving and Chasmas, you know, but it's really not connected. Of course, the Darshanim and the Balei Chizuk will make a connection, you know. There's nothing wrong with that, you know, the Darshanim, you know, to show how, you know, these things are connected. But objectively speaking, these are four inyanim, separate inyanim, you know, independence that we have now. We're living through in a serious inyan, you know, of the wheat and the Kabbalah Satira and the Tikkun Hamidus and the Avelis, so tell me the Rebbe Kiva, which is connected also with, you know, Benam Chavero, you know, because Lo Nagu covered Zelaze. So Rabbi, I wanted to suggest, first of all, that every day, you know, this week and the days, we should, you know, try just to be cognizant of the fact that we're going through the sphere and we have these four aspects of it. You know, sometimes it's like a bilbo in our minds, the sphere, because you have these four inyanim. So sometimes it creates like a stick of bilbo, you know, the sphere. So every day we should, for a few moments, we should just crystallize, you know, these four independent aspects of the sphere and try to think about each one separately, give each one, you know, some attention and some thought. Each one, it should be clear, the four strands of thread that we have you know, the sphere, each one should be looked at separately and cognizant, realizing that each one is the inyan b'fnei atzmo. That's number one. Number two, as an ovda, when ovda, I would suggest, maybe something that would be able to cover at least most of them. You know, gvaldik ovda, Rabbi Say, you know, that moritik hashpo on ourselves and our premiums is a ovda of chesed to give some encouraging words to somebody, especially in of Torah, you know, something, go over to somebody and say some encouraging words to the person, especially about the avoda that they had to be chizik from this word that they spoke at Sheva Brachas and once and they were there and you still have a chizik from their words, or when they talk for the Amud, it's very inspiring, you know, some words of encouragement that you can say to somebody. So this would cover, you know, the union of the availers of Rabbi Akiva, Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, you know, encouraging people. That's number one. Number two, it would be achana for Torah. Somebody said that you encourage somebody in the way of Hashem. So this is a, you know, something good, you know, towards achana for Kabbalah for Torah, and of course for Tikkun Hamidus. You know, it's surely, you know, a gvaltika uvda, you know, for Tikkun Hamidus. Okay, Rabbi Say, so the Ulna Maisa, of course, besides being Mamshach, being in the Yitzias Mitzrayim, you know, being Mispaining, to keep Yitzias Mitzrayim fresh and to be inspired from the chizik that we got from Pesach, and to think about the four inyonim that we have on the Sefirot HaOmer, and the pile is that we should once a day go over to somebody and say some encouraging words to the person. That would cover at least three of the inyanim of the Sefirot HaOmer. Rabbi Say, what can I tell you? The simcha that I have, you know, to be together with you in this way, Hashem should give us the koyach to be mamshech, that we should always be able to be together and to grow together, stay together. I send you my love and my regards from Yerushalayim over here. You should have a gavaldik chodesh, a significant, inspiring chodesh. They say, Haboilin L'Toiva, and you should have bracha of Nachas, all of two of you in Shalom Bayis, and you should have Panasa, Rav Bracha, and have Gesund, everybody should be well. And they say, looking forward to seeing you, Bekorov, here in Yerushalayim. We shall see the Gula Shalema, Rabbi Say, Bekorov Mamish, our Yeshua, Nechmois, for all Christ, Rabbi Say, Bekorov, Agutna, Rabbi Say, Agutna, Bracha, Bracha Vatzlacha, Shalom, 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 Agutna, Agutna, Shalom.